from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grant Clark. Tied up, drops it back, in comes Bernard, but Bernard shoots, guy in the save, and Bernard holds the line, Bernard back with it, slides it again, Bernard talks right in, and it goes! The time winner sends Canada to the semis!
Connor Bedard, the likely 2023 NHL Draft first overall pick at this year's World Juniors. It sounded like in that clip, Connor Bedard never did not have the puck. I think at one point early on that there was a save. I'm not confident in that. It felt like he had the puck the entire time.
That arguably was the best performance I have ever seen Connor Bedard have. That game against Slovakia in the quarterfinals. Oh, man, I'm trying to remember the stat line from that. God, hold on. I'm going to find this because it was just insane.
I was like, you're like, that is the performance. Did he have like 5 points?
I mean, I think he factored in every single goal. I mean, it was just, he was all over the ice. He was all over in the overtime. It was just a matter of, like, that game got to overtime, and it was like, Connor Bedard's going to single-handedly win this game.
He is just another-worldly talent, and he was expected to go number one overall before the World Juniors. It was after where I think he had 23 points the entire tournament, which broke every record.
He was slated to go number one overall for like a year and a half.
Yeah, it was after that performance. It was like, guys, there's no one even close to him anymore.
Yeah.
And he proved that entire tournament where, I mean, and as Sabres fans, we were watching Yuri Kulich with Chechia as well as like eight. He was a big time performer. I think he'd finished with 8 points that tournament, 7 points that tournament, but 23 by Bedard at 17 years old on a team that does have guys like Adam Fantilli and a few older guys as well from last year's draft class. Just how exceptional of a talent he is.
Yeah.
He really is. I mean, I compare him probably just because of size-wise closer to Sidney Crosby, because I know that's the one thing people look at is that he's 5'10", like, you know, what happens when he gets in the physical side of the game?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you brought it up to start the show today. It's just, what do you mean the physical side of the game? Like, there is, of course, still hitting and that stuff, but it's all about puck possession and skill now and how fast you are, and that is where Connor Bedard lives.
Yeah.
And he's also, I think, not necessarily unlike McDavid, but really McDavid, we've now just seen these last two seasons where he is shooting the puck and putting up 40-plus goal seasons. He is, you know, Bedard is a guy that's putting up 70-goal seasons in juniors. He's unbelievable
so
talent.
Here's how good Connor Bedard is. I'll run it through as best as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Connor Bedard was the first ever player in the Western Hockey League to ever be granted exceptional status. Are you familiar with exceptional status, Zach?
I believe that's an age thing, correct? Like,
yes,
he can come
correct.
In early?
Yeah. The Canadian Hockey League has a process where certain players, given their their grades, given their playing skills, their production, they have the ability to file for exceptional status, which means they could play in the Canadian Hockey League in juniors at age 15. Bedard was the first and only player, I think, since to be granted exceptional status as a 15-year-old in the Western Hockey League. And the Western Hockey League has a wide reputation of being a pretty offensive league, but it's a rough-and-tumble kind of league. Yep. It's very physical. It's not the Q, where the Q is just wildfire scoring and everything like that. The OHL is like the nice combination of the OHL or the Western Hockey League and the Q. A lot of scoring, some good physical play. But like the Western Hockey League has widely been known for being a very physical junior league. So he gets the exceptional status, can't play for most of his 15-year-old age year because of the COVID pandemic.
Yep.
So what does he do? He goes and plays in Sweden for a little while. He goes to HV71's program. He plays on their junior team, the junior 18 team, gets one game, goes up to the junior 20 team, gets four games, 2 goals, 2 assists. Not bad. Not bad production at all. Then he plays for the Regina Pats for a little bit at the end of that year, gets in 15 games and puts up 28 points in that game, in that frame.
That is silly.
12 goals, 16 assists. Goes to the under 18 World Championships, 14 points, 7 goals, 7 assists. He was a under 18 gold medal champion, top 3 player on a team, and yeah, he was rookie of the year in the Western Hockey League. The next year, 21-22, goes to the World Juniors, wins gold medal with Canada in the summer edition of that because of the pandemic again. But in 62 games with Regina, 100 points, 51 goals, 49 assists. Incredible. Then this past year, becomes the captain of the Regina Pats, 57 games, 143 points, 71 goals, 72 assists in that frame. Goes to the World Juniors, wins gold again. He puts up 9 goals, 14 assists for 23 points, and single-handedly became the all-time leading scorer in World Junior history.
Just unbelievable
talent. It is just a small sliver of the type of talent that Connor Bedard truly is. And yes, it's unfortunate that he didn't win the Western Hockey League championship for Regina this year. They ran into a team in Saskatoon that was pretty good. You know, they'd lost recently and got swept by Matthew Savoy and the Winnipeg Ice, but you know, it wasn't like McDavid's draft season when he carried them to the OHL final and lost, but still, there's no denying the fact that Connor Bedard is a special hockey player and is going to do special things in the NHL.
Absolutely unbelievable talent. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get the NHL draft lottery rolling along, as today we are having on the Nightcap our special edition for the NHL draft lottery, and you're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.